This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
This podcast is brought to you by the Premier Surgical Office-Based Surgery Center on Paper Mill Drive in Knoxville. Excellent care designed for patient comfort and convenience.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcorton Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoa 10, Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong. Better rates and better service right here at Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, 9615. Got some nice used car specials here at Beatty Chevrolet, 2010 Jetta, only $6,995. Right here at Beatty Chevrolet, 2018 Chevy Cruze, $16,000. Beatty Chevrolet, Parkside Drive, 9615 is the address here on Parkside Drive. Touchdown Turnover is backed by Alcoa 10, Federal Credit Union, the place where you belong. And they work so well with Beatty Chevrolet. You can go there, experience the best rates around, and get that loan, the auto loan, to come out here and pick out the car of your choice here at Beatty Chevrolet. All right, this touchdown turnover is going to be a little different, guys. It's going to be NFL. But we've seen players get punished over the years by a coach sitting a player out. Get in trouble, you can't play. Get in trouble, your reps are reduced. You get in trouble, you're off the team. But I've never really heard a coach punishing a player by making him play the entire game and not taking him out. Sounds like the opposite of punishment. But when you have a guy like Antonio Callaway, you gotta be creative. A guy that's always seems to find himself around trouble. Just got to the league, already in some trouble. Hugh Jackson, during the Giants preseason game against the Giants, quote, said, I was trying to make him play the whole game if we could. I did not want him to come out. There was times when Antonio Callaway would look over to the sideline, tap his helmet, and try to come out. And Hugh Jackson would sit there and tell him, no, stay in, stay in, stay in, stay in. Quote, there were times he kept waving to come out, and we said, no, stay in. Exact words. Touchdown turnover. This former punishment would be a good tactic used on Antonio Callaway. Good tactic. A good discipline tactic by making him play until the tongue falls out instead of sitting him on the bench, because he's already been through that at Florida.
Hey, I mean, if sitting him on the bench doesn't work, why not? I'll say touchdown, because it seems like everybody at every level has had a hard time reaching this kid. You know, he keeps screwing up, even in the NFL, when he's got a paycheck coming his way, and, you know, his career's on the line. You know, a real grown-up job's on the line, and he's still doing this nonsense. So, I say, why not? It's interesting. It's obviously something I've never really considered, but it wouldn't work during the season, obviously, because you don't want just a dog tired dude out there. You want
exactly
everybody fresh and playing at their best.
Exactly.
When the record actually matters. But I'll say sure. Why not? It's at least something to try, since this kid seems to not be able to be reached. So maybe. I guess Antonio Callaway didn't give a statement afterwards, probably. So who knows how he actually feels about it. But it's interesting. I like a little bit of innovation here from Hugh Jackson. So, yeah, why not? It's a touchdown for me. What about you, Ben?
I believe it. How was the question posed? I want to say turnover.
A good tactic that Hugh Jackson kept Antonio Callaway on the field when he was basically dog tired trying to come out is opposed to not letting him play or taking reps away from him, part of his discipline for his marijuana troubles.
Yeah, I say turnover. I think this is not a good tactic, and I'm glad you brought this up because this was my for what today.
Okay.
I think this is just a high school football coach move. It kind of takes me back to when I was in middle school and in high school when I would get in trouble. I would much rather have my parents spank me than take something away from me. Taking something away from me that I love, such as like hanging out with friends or being able to drive or something as silly as playing video games or watching TV, that was much more effective to me. And to me, that in this situation, that's kind of like keeping Antonio Callaway in the game. You're rewarding him by allowing him to do what he supposedly loves in life, and that's playing football. Taking him out of the game and not allowing him to play is kind of like giving him a spanking in the terms of, okay, you're being punished for doing what he did with the marijuana in the car and having the gun holes in the side of the vehicle. So to me, I think it's an awful tactic. I don't see how allowing him to do what he loves to do is a punishment. I agree that you kind of need to be creative because Antonio Callaway continues to find himself in just really bad predicaments, but I think there's better creative ways to do that than allowing him to just play tired on the football field. I think this is a form of allowing him to do what he loves, and I don't think that's a punishment.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you. I'll say turnover, and I understand if you Hugh Jackson, man, you're trying to find some way to get to this young man, and when you are a black head coach and you see a young man like this having issues, it's kind of your responsibility to help as much as you can. Not saying that, you know, if it's a white head coach, you don't help, but it's a little bit more. You know, I remember when Denny Green went out and they drafted Randy Moss from Marshall, and you know, he felt like it was more responsibility because Randy Moss had all these issues coming out of high school, had all these issues when he went to Florida State, was kicked off there, was not able to go to Notre Dame, is where he really wanted to go. And so I can see where Hugh Jackson says, you know what, let me just try something different. Let me try to reach this young man. You know, I remember when Herb Edwards was coaching the Kansas City Chiefs and coaching the New York Jets. And so I guess I understand Hugh Jackson trying to be creative. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't see how making me play until my tongue falls out is punishment. You know, I'm trying to get to the league. I'm playing on TV. I don't know if that's punishment. Maybe fines, because now you're playing pro ball.
What if, this is a suggestion from Nacho. What if you did it and then just never threw him the ball? You just made him run his routes and do everything on every single play.
Well, then I was like, touchdown.
Just, yeah,
just run the football on every single play and make him block on the perimeter.
Yeah,
make him play tight end.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah. If you made him run nothing but go routes and you don't throw him the ball, then probably touchdown. Yeah, I would go touchdown on that one for sure. 865-255-03. Charlie, you saw some good stuff there on Facebook Live or the text box. I want to make sure we cover before we move on.
We just had a good question here from, looks like, Zachary Van Meter. We were talking about Pruitt's practice and Butch's practice a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And he asked, can we explain how different the atmosphere is at practice under Pruitt versus Butch Jones?
Yeah. The first thing that you would notice going to practice is that you could have a conversation with someone and have to, like, not whisper, but keep your volume down because someone could hear you. Because it's quiet. You know, you have coaches coaching, you know, during practice, of course, the whistle's going to blow or a horn is going to go off to change periods, but it's a lot quieter. That's the number one difference that you would tell if you go into practice. Number two, and, you know, it was high tempo last year and the years before that under Butch Jones. I don't see anyone, like, standing around ever. I mean, last week I went and watch a little bit of a team period, and it was one versus ones. There were some twos versus ones. When the ones versus ones went, and during that short period, the twos and threes were watching a little bit. But that was rare. Usually you have one versus twos on one field, and then the twos versus ones on the other field, and everyone's going. That's why Jerome Pruitt said that all the quarterbacks will get reps. That doesn't mean every quarterback will get first team reps. That just means you're going to get reps. You're going to run the plays that are in the playbook, and they may not be against the first team, but it may be against the second team or third team. You're still getting reps. And so how do you get better if you're not creating great habits, if you're not really working on your muscle memory? And so to learn, you got to go out there and do it. And that's something that Jerome Pruitt talked about yesterday in the press conference, is just creating those good habits, just doing it over and over and over and over. There's no way to be a great route runner if you don't run a slant or a curl or a comeback. If you don't run those things 100 times where you can do it in your sleep, there's no way to really be good at it. And so that is one thing that I noticed at practice, is just the amount of reps that guys are getting, as opposed to just sitting there after you go and, let's say you run a go route and then you come back and then you sit for two plays and then you go back out there run another play. That's kind of been how practice has been run in years past. But not right now, man. Guys are getting reps, and it's built-in conditioning. Built-in conditioning. It's not where guys, after practice, you put your helmet and your shoulder pads down, and people are saying, okay, guys, let's condition. No, it's built-in, because you are moving at all times. That is something that Butch Jones did too, but it is even more noticeable under this Pruitt staff.
Yep. Yeah, you mean you pretty much hit it all. The thing that I've noticed for sure is the volume, specifically because I take video at every practice that I go to. And before, typically, they tell us don't get any of the communication between the coaches and players, coaches and coaches. And before, the music just sort of masked it all. I didn't really have to worry about it. And now I have to watch every video very, very closely to make sure I don't get any kind of communications in there. Between anybody, and if I do, I have to, edit it out. And so that's been the biggest thing that I noticed. But obviously, you pretty much hit it on the head there.
It's more physical too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yes. It's more physical.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's definitely more physical. How do you expect to be a physical football team in the games if you're not being physical in practice? That means there's no way. And we haven't had – it's only been a week. We haven't had any serious injuries at all. But you look across the country, South Carolina has two players that torn ACLs, which it can happen just stepping wrong. You don't have to really have a physical camp to have a torn ACL. But, we haven't had any serious injuries in a week. We haven't had any serious problems in that area. But we're being way more physical in a week of practice that we've been in practice under Coach Jones. I can tell that too.
And you can't understate the difference that makes, because I think during the spring, I made the comparison. Rick Barnes' practices with basketball are very intense, very fast-paced, very physical. And that team plays with that intensity and that physicality when they go out on the court, and it translates absolutely.
Yeah.
And so you can't – and I think it translates to football as well. You can't understate how important that is.
Let's go to the B-Dry waterproofing hotline. Let's bring in Nathan. Nathan, good morning.
Before we get to Nathan, let's get to Charles.
Okay, let's do it. Charles. Sorry about that, Charles. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, Charles, you sound great, man.
Hey, Swain, do you remember Alabama having any serious injuries over the last few years?
They had some injuries last year, actually, earlier in the season, and they got those guys back.
Yeah, they did last year. They did last year on defense. But before then, do you remember them having really any serious injuries where you had guys miss a lot of time? Besides last year, I know they did last year.
Not a large group of starters. Last year we had a large group of starters, but no, I do not remember where a large group of starters missed any time at Alabama, where it like really impacted the outcomes of football games.
Right. So what you're saying is that they're practicing more physical, with more physicality during practice, more so than they did under Butch. And Butch did, because I remember, before the Appalachian State game a couple of years ago, I think people said that they didn't even hardly hit any during the fall camp.
No, they barely did.
And that's why they didn't look as physical during that game. Do you remember people saying that?
Yeah, I do. I do remember. I mean, I just don't understand how you can be physical in the game if you don't hit in fall camp. I think 2016 is a really good illustration of that. Remember how physical Appalachian State was and how they pushed around the offensive line in that game and in the Ohio game. We got pushed around a lot. And, you know, we
– But my question is, Wayne, is how did they not be as physical during practice and they all had all those injuries? Because – You know, I've heard, like, some of the players say, and maybe this went back to, I don't know if it was during the, before spring or whatever it was, but, like, you had some players, a lot of players, that their first spring practice was this past spring. And, like, Bush had so many injuries, if you remember.
Yeah,
like, I know they had a lot of guys sitting out this past year, but it seems like they weren't as physical. They had more injuries is what I'm trying to get to under Butch.
Yeah, I mean, it was a combination of things, man. It was medical staff. It was strength and conditioning staff. It was how you practiced. It was a combination of things. It's hard to point the finger at just one, but all of those things have been changed, and – first week of practice, it's been more physical. We haven't had any injuries. Knock on some wood, please, because you never know what might happen. At least they're not practicing today, so we won't get any injuries today. But knock on some wood, we haven't had any in a week, and we've been more physical. But I think it's a combination of strength conditioning, flexibility, and medical staff improving too.
And then not only that, they're off today, but they also get treatment today.
Absolutely. You better get treatment today. If you have any.
Yeah, you get treatment, so that helps to recover for tomorrow. But I'm going to say this real quick. I'm going to let you guys go. I went to go see Tiger play in the Masters in 2009. The final round, I followed him and Phil play. We're paired up in the final round in 2009. And I lived in Columbia, South Carolina at the time, so Augusta was only an hour away. So I drove back to Augusta. I drove back to Columbia about 3:30, 4 o'clock to see the end of it. And that's the one in Angel Cabrera won, I think, in 2009, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But I say that to say this. I said back in 2011, I didn't think Tiger will ever win another major. I said this to some people back years and years and years ago, and I don't think he'll ever win another major. But I tell you this. For about 15 years, Tiger Woods played golf better than anybody ever did anything in sports. Anyway, you guys have a great show. I'm having a listen.
I like it, Charles. Thank you. Oh, man, that's.
If he plays the way that he played yesterday consistently, I believe he will win another major. Because like I said, you had to have the greatest 72-hole score in the history of the PGA Championship to beat him.
Now
that just says to me it's coming. But
I agree with that statement. But Charles did slip out of here and said that Tiger Woods played golf better than anybody else has done anything. And
truth,
I don't know, man. Michael Jordan played the game of basketball pretty dang well. He dominated too.
Tiger was just
I know
unbelievable from about really 96 to 08, 09. I mean, it was just total. Total dominance.
I got to throw in Michael Phelps and Usain Bolt, and those guys are pretty dominant too. But I'm not going to split hairs. Let's go to the phones again, and let's get to Nathan on line two. Nathan, good morning.
Nathan,
we got Nathan there.
Nope. I guess Nathan dropped.
All right, Nathan. Give us a call back. 865-255-03 B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline live here at Beatty Chevrolet, 9615 Parkside Drive, BeattyChevrolet.com. Stay with us.
Better night's sleep is super important for the whole your house. Right now, choose a twin, full, or queen bundle deal, all starting at just $379. The back-to-school bundle deal from Better Mattress is everything you need in one stop for a better night's sleep. Get a mattress, box spring, frame, sheets, and a memory foam pillow, all delivered for free, starting at just $379. You choose the size twin, full, or queen, the price stays the same. We know one size doesn't fit all. Over a dozen different mattresses qualify for this offer. Have a better school year this year. Get the Better Mattress back-to-school bundle deal while supplies last. Tell them Seth sent you and ask to try My Mattress. Don't wait. Shop now. Chat live with a representative at bedrmattress.com. Good night just got better.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jared Castile and Butler, Vines, and Babb fight for you.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, and Simplico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the swing?
Then check out Swing Event TV, brought to you by Swing. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live.
B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Going to the on-air text box this morning, live from Beatty Chevrolet. 9615 Parkside Drive, home of the warranty for life, BeattyChevrolet.com. 10-man, 4679, says Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson pretty dang dominant during his time.
That is very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because I've also brought it up on the show. Serena Williams in women's tennis has just murdered everybody.
Yeah,
you know, for
spaghetti
years on end.
Imagine
so
possibilities.
Yeah, Lopez and JC says good morning after watching
yesterday? Is this team closer to 4-8 or an 8-4 team today, August 13th? Today, this team is probably closer to 8-4 than 4-8. Yeah, you got to remember something about last year. You had South Carolina, you had Kentucky, you had Florida. You had these games that were close games in the middle of dysfunction. And yep. The South Carolina and Kentucky game were at the end of the season when things really got off the rails, and every week we were talking about when is Butch Jones going to get fired. And that was kind of hovering around the team. And so they lost by like a few plays. It wasn't like they got beat down. They lost by a few plays.
What's the real shame with last year when I look back on it is that with competent coaching – You beat likely what, Florida, maybe LSU, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and that's a 9-win season in the regular season, you know, and so you think back on that, and that just, God, that would have been 8 wins, 8 wins in the regular season, sorry. And that, that's just such a shame. So, it's not like this was as crappy of a team as that record may suggest. I agree. 8 wins is going to be a tall order. This year, is it doable? Sure.
I mean, you can have the same coaching last year and just have a different culture as far as...
Yeah.
And I mean by... When I say the same coaching, I mean all the X's and O's. All the offensive and defensive philosophies, all that. But let's just say the culture was more positive, just a little bit more positive. You didn't have your team basically hating the head coach. And then your assistant coaches.
Also hating the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, if that was normal, this team still wins, I think, 7 or 8 games. Just that alone, you're closer to 8-4 than 4-8.
It was
totally
toxic.
But then you take the X's and O's part and you add that in to the equation, because you had an offense coordinator that really didn't know what he was doing, period. No. And then you had a wide receiver coach that was brought in because he was boys with the offense coordinator and he didn't really know what he was doing. And so I'm looking at the wide receivers and now – and our coaches now have to basically teach our receivers how to be receivers from scratch and break bad habits from last year. So to answer the question, I think this team is closer to 8-4 than 4-8. Vol Fan 1987 says, I hope our defense plays like Mike Tyson, how he used to box. Well, I hope so, too. Vol in Birmingham says, the difference between Tiger and other popular athletes is no other athlete stops your day for you to watch them. If Tiger is in contention, no matter what is going on, people stop and watch.
It's appointment viewing. There is no doubt about that at all. And I, at times yesterday... my wife was sick, so she was laying on our couch. So I was actually on the floor in front of the couch because I wanted to just lay down. All we have otherwise is just chairs. And so I was laying down in front of the TV, and a couple of times, I kid you not, I like sat up from, lazing on the floor in front of the TV just to like in preparation for like fist pumping or whatever I was going to do to celebrate Tiger. Like that's... In the guys that are real Tiger guys, like myself, that's the kind of reaction that he brings about. Like, he's that seminal of a player.
That's tough to think. And I'm not the biggest golf guy. I mean, I'll play it casually from time to time. But I remember when Mike Tyson was people were signing up for pay-per-view just to watch Mike Tyson. And when Michael Jordan playing in his heyday. I don't know which one had the greater effect. I really don't. But I'm willing to agree with Vol of Birmingham. I really am. I don't know how to say Mike Tyson was better in his field where people stop and watched and people pay attention to him more than Tiger Woods or Michael Jordan. I don't know. There's no way for me to really quantify that. But I know yesterday – that I stopped what I was doing to pay attention to what Tiger Woods was doing and how he would finish. So really good stuff here on the text box. Let's get back to the phones, and let's bring in Turkey Man. Looks like Turkey Man is first. Turkey Man, good morning.
Good morning, individuals.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was great. How was yours?
Hey, it was good. It was good. Hey, I was wondering, I got a couple little comments there, and then I've got a question. But I ain't heard nothing about the Circle of Life drill, and that seems like the only thing we pulled like in the last few years. Who won the Circle of Life drill? Is it in or out?
I have not seen it.
Yeah, okay. out as far as okay. We know.
Yeah, well, I kind of hoped it was.
I'm sure
it's got a time and place.
I mean, you think, just maybe not around media. Like, that's pretty standard stuff at the same time.
Oh, as Oklahoma drill.
It is.
Yeah.
It always is. But I'm just saying it seemed like it was what we... only thing we had coming out of practice, pretty much.
There's no coach.
We hyped around, I guess.
There's no coach going out over the loudspeaker and, you know, Eli Wolf yeah. versus Ethan Wolf and, you know, doing yeah, all yeah. of that. Which
yeah, it was a production. It was too much of a production. It was too hyped up.
Yeah, it was Barnum yeah. and Bailey.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Well, the other thing I was going to ask, a couple things. What number is Callaway the right wide receiver?
Number one.
Number one.
Okay, I thought that. You know, this 30-day, 30 balls that's on Channel 8, I don't know if you're watching it or not, on Channel 8 News, they'll have a different player that they'll bring on every night mm-hmm. for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And there's players I have not... or have enough, you know, don't know nothing about this year. Usually every year, I know that. But there's most of them I don't know nothing about. But I think the guy's last name was Woods, and he was wearing a number one. Who is he, and did I say it right? That is his last name?
Well, there's two guys wearing number one. On offense is Callaway, and on defense it is Jonathan Combo. That's the only number ones
yeah,
I've paid attention
to. This guy had a number one on. I'm positive on it.
Well,
on the 30 days, 30 balls, and it was a new guy, and it was his last name was Wood. And
Wood.
I didn't.
There's Wood Anderson. He's number 18, right?
Yeah, you might have saw it. Because Wood Anderson is a big old boy. Maybe you saw maybe a one of his jersey.
What's his name?
Dominique Wood Anderson.
That's the Wood. That was him, and I just seen what you said. Maybe turned sideways and just born. But anyhow, I didn't know him. What position is he playing?
Well, he's tight end with it. I mean, if they were doing a countdown to the game, it had to be 18 because they would probably do the.
Well, they don't go the same numbers. No.
Okay.
It's different numbers. I mean,
They just highlight.
They had Trey Smith, I think, the day before. It's just different players. 30
gotcha.
Days to 30 balls.
Okay, gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It's different players.
Gotcha.
And the nutritionist that we used to have. And I was wondering about that when Butch first came on, and she was even on his show a lot, and she seemed like she really had it together, and then she disappeared. And I see that we have a nutritionist back that you see a little bit about, and how big was that in having someone that's kind of got it together and what they're doing and the nutrition direction of it was a question that I had. And the other thing was the main one. I don't care who we have at quarterback. I really don't. I know that our coaching staff has a blueprint or a job description of what their quarterback has to be. And I don't know what all that... I know take ball safety and you know and and making smart decisions would be on that. But if you watch him practice, Jason, was filling out a job description of what this coaching staff, the quarterback coaches and offense coordinators, they would want or they are requiring in a job description for their quarterback. Number one, do we have a quarterback that would meet that description? And number two, how would that description be? How, from top to bottom, how would you lay that job description out?
Okay. I got you, Turkey Man. We'll definitely get to that. Let's keep it moving and let's bring in Nathan. Oh man, just dropped. Nathan dropped and Vol Nation dropped.
Man.
See, Turkey Man, you hogging all the line there. Gotta save some time for other people. They ran away, Turkey Man. Turkey Man, what is the coaches looking for with this quarterback? I think it's pretty simple, but we will go over that when we return from our break. 865-255-03. Hour two is brought to you by Alumni Hall. Get game day ready. Shop online, alumnihall.com. Follow them on Twitter at Alumni Hall UT. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells in what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Gentlemen, get back in the game. Did you know that one out of every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? Well, I know my numbers. Low T Center made it quick and easy. I walked in, I took a simple blood test, and I knew my results in about 20 minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. So give them a call, 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at alumnihall.com.
Man, Ben is on his 50 cent today.
I don't mind it.
I think Ben's ready for football season because you only listen to 50. If you're working out or if you're ready for some football season. Now, there's some songs you listen to that's, you know, appropriate for certain times, but I'm talking about the entire first album, Get Rich or Die Trying. Like,
such
that,
a great record.
That is a workout or let's get hyped up during this tailgate because our football team is getting ready to play.
Honest to goodness truth, that was Get Rich or Die Trying was like the first explicit album I ever had. I had to like hide it from my parents. I got a friend at school that burned it for me, and I felt like such a bad kid. I was like, oh man, he's cursing. Listen to all these curse words. I'm so bad. And that's like my eternal memory of Get Rich or Die Trying. It's a great album, though. Make no mistake.
Yeah, speaking of burning CDs, I remember former Vol wide receiver Chris Hannon would, hey, you got to have a hustle, right? You got to have your hustle because the scholarship checks back in the day just wasn't a lot. And Chris Hannon had a kid. I think he was married or he had his girlfriend. He's married or he had just a girlfriend, but she was with him here in Knoxville too. So Chris Hannon basically had a family, unlike most of the guys on the team who, you know, just wet behind the ears, student athletes.
Who were kids.
Who, you know, basically was, you know, kids. Chris Hannon was raising a family while he was in school. But I remember when, like, the new Kanye came out there in 04, and Chris Hannon would burn Kanye West CDs and, like, charge teammates for them. And I was like, I remember this, and I was like, man. I was like, you ain't gonna hook us up, man? Come on, we're teammates, man. What are you talking about, man? You gonna charge us? No, charge the regular students. He was like, nah, man, hey, this is the price. You gotta pay if you want it. I was like, oh, man, come on.
You gotta make ends meet.
Yeah, so I remember Chris Hannon, man. He was, you know, slanging those CDs with the team. So Turkey Man asked what the coaches are looking for in the quarterback battle. And Jeremy Pruitt kind of said it during his comments yesterday. They didn't have any turnovers rushing the football, so that's good. But they did have some in passing situations. So does that mean that did we just throw the ball to other team? Did we drop passes and the ball was tipped up and the defenders picked the ball off? Or was it when a defensive end got his hands up, tipped the ball up, and it was an interception? Is that on the running back for not, you know, securing a great cut block? When you are practicing against your own team, you don't really want to cut block because you want to take care of your own guys. But a cut block is the way you keep a defensive end's hands down. That's how you keep his hands down. That's how you prevent balls from being tipped at the line of scrimmage, is that you cut block. If someone pretends like they're going to kind of hit you where the sun don't shine, do you not react? Do you not flinch? Do you not try to cover up that area? Absolutely. And so it's the same effect when you have a running back that goes low on a defensive end. He's going to try to shed that block, and his hands will automatically go down. So if you can't do that in fall camp practice, sometimes you will have tip passes that go in the air. Maybe that's picked off. So if you are in a quarterback battle and you want to win, the number one thing that you better make sure you do is take care of the football. I mean, you need to secure the ball. Don't give it to the other team because the coaches are not going to trust you if you're very, very loose with the ball.
And Pruitt really emphasized that during his press conference afterwards. He said that was his biggest – or not his biggest, but one of the biggest concerns that they had after that scrimmage was about taking care of the football. So
that will lose you the job faster than anything. If you threw two touchdown passes in a scrimmage – but you threw an interception and maybe you fumbled the snap a time or two, you can still lose the job to a guy who had only one touchdown pass or zero touchdown passes and had no turnovers. You cannot turn the football over if you are in a quarterback battle. Can't. That's how Keller can win the job. If Jared Guarantano does not take care of the ball. If Jared Guarantano allows himself to show frustration, remember the Georgia Tech game last year, and when the commentators spent time talking about Jared and his body language on the sideline, it was a bad look for Jared. I understand why he felt that way, but America didn't understand that. They didn't get it. They didn't understand why a second-string quarterback, someone on the team, during a touchdown or doing a really good play, wasn't up celebrating, wasn't up, being supportive to, Quentin Dormany when he came off the sideline. America didn't understand what was going on. I had a pretty good understanding of what was taking place, but it still was a bad look for Jared. That should have been a great learning moment for Jared, that no matter what happens, whether you're in, whether you're out, whether you're going with the first team, second team, third team, whatever, that you don't appear affected. Because if you appear affected, the coaches are going to lose trust in you. You want a coach to be able to look you in your eyes, whether it's a good play and a bad play, and say, okay, I can trust this guy. I can call this play because he's going to make the play. You don't want a coach to look at you and go, man, I can't call this play, or, I can't have this player in because he looks bothered emotionally. He threw a pick, so he's hanging his head. Or he was taken out for a drive, and he's on the sideline away from his helmet. He's away from his team. He's disconnected. You don't want that. You want a guy to stay even keel the whole entire time, good or bad.
Yeah, but besides, I guess you could call it swag, confidence, I don't like to see a quarterback way up or way down. Obviously, way down being the main problem, but way up too. Don't get too excited. You haven't won a game yet, if it's in the middle of a game. Neither is great. I do like, a Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, carrying yourself with your head up really high, feeling yourself. I like that because, generally speaking, that can make you a better player when you just have confidence in yourself. You have the confidence that you can make the plays that you need to make. But other than that, yeah, you don't really want to see way down or way up either. Don't get too excited for that touchdown because the game's not over. That sort of mentality. You want to be as evenly keeled as possible. It's always a plus.
A quarterback reminds me of a couple different individuals in other sports. We're talking about golf, and you got to have the mentality of a golfer. I mean, if you hit it wrong, you can't throw the tee all the time, throw the club all the time, and emotionally get out of the game, and mm-hmm. Because you got to go make the next shot. You got to go hit it. I mean, just because the ball hits the trees doesn't mean that the round is over. You got to go hit the ball to the hole. I mean, you got to go do it.
Yeah, like if you say, I think what you've said is that football is 90% mental. If football is 90% mental, golf is 99.5% mental. Yeah. It's all between the ears. And so, that in almost any sport that you're playing at all, that can affect your game so much. And you gotta stay composed.
How about a pitcher in baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they can get destroyed mentally.
Yeah, you can throw the perfect pitch, but it could be a perfect swing, and it could be a home run. So what are you going to do when the next batter is up? You going to keep thinking about the last pitch? No, you got to forget about it, because if you think about the last pitch, you're going to get rocked again. Same thing with a quarterback. You throw it, touchdown, you got to forget about it, play the next play. You throw interception, pick six, you got to forget about it, you got to play the next play. You get benched, you got to forget about it, you got to play the next play. You have to have a short memory. You have to mentally be tough and strong. That's the difference. Pruitt's talking about JT Stroud's arm. Okay, everyone has a great arm who play at this level. Wilmer Bryant throws a pretty deep ball. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Your mentality, how you bounce back, how you process information, how you rally the troops, how they believe in you. This game is so mental. It's not even funny. So to answer Turkey Man's question, taking care of the football, getting yourself out of bad plays, if you're given that liberty to do so from Tyson Helton, that is going to win the job. And after that is how many big plays can you make for this offense? Does the offense flow with you behind center? But no turnovers is number one, and it's not even close. You got to take care of the football. 865-255-03 is our telephone number to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Live here at Beatty Chevrolet, 9615 Parkside Drive. Hour two brought to you by Alumni Hall. Six locations in Tennessee, three in Knoxville, and always open at alumnihall.com. Let's get to Evan on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Evan, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. I just had 2 points I wanted to bring up, 2 questions. First one about quarterback. All we've been hearing so far through fall camp is that, you know, as far as progress of the quarterback, that really it's Boracano and then everyone else, and it's not really close. So, think when Pruitt comes out yesterday and says that no one's really separated, do you think that that's just sort of coach speak from him?
Yes.
Or do you think that maybe he's waiting for his preference to sort of emerge? That's my first question. My second question is a little more recruiting related. Does anyone else find it a little odd that we went and got Chris Winkie from IMT, you know, Chris Winkie from running backs coach, the guy used to coach at IMT? IMT's got two elite running backs, and we don't really have an end on either one of them. I just wanted to see, like, do you expect us to pick up more of a pipeline with IMT? I know we've got that one guy coming in, but I'll hang up and listen.
Great phone call, Evan. Really, really appreciate that. Let me answer the first one. When a head coach is asked a question, he can answer the question directly, or he could take that opportunity to either speak to the fans, speak to his team, or speak to recruits. And I think when he was asked the question about separation at the quarterback position, that answer was directed towards his team. I think that answer was directed towards his two quarterbacks, to be honest. I don't think that answer was for us, media, or the fans. Based on what I've seen, Jared is in, he's ahead. But these coaches, just like every other coaching staff, they're going to see how our quarterbacks handle some adversity, whether you were going with the ones yesterday, but for no apparent reason, you're going with the twos. Or the number three quarterback, Will McBride, hey, you're running with the ones, or you're running with the twos. How are you going to respond? Because if you can handle the ups and downs in fall camp, then we can trust you that you can handle some up and downs against Florida, against Georgia, against Alabama. And as much as fall camp is about preparing you physically, fall camp is about preparing you psychologically and mentally too. So I thought that answer from Jerry Pruitt was for his team. I didn't think the answer was for the media or for the fans. If the game started today, it would be Jerry Guantano, in my opinion.
Yeah.
To answer the second question about IMG and Chris Winkie's influence there, I think Tennessee has another running back that they have higher than the IMG running backs there. I think Corvarz Couch is their guy at running back. At running back, that's their guy. And so I think they have them a little bit higher maybe on the board, has him more of a priority. Tennessee did get a player from IMG, but there's already been some Tennessee ties. And so it's hard to say, was that Chris Winkie's influence with IMG, or was that the fact that, okay, he lived here already and he's been to Tennessee games. I'm sure the family he's living with is Tennessee fans, talking about Chris at Progrené, who committed about 2 months ago, something like that, a month ago, from IMG.
And also, just a little element there, I mean, your running backs right now are very, very young. Except outside of Madre London, your oldest guy's a sophomore. So, there is that, and there's a set of currently five guys, I would say three, that realistically have a chance to play consistently at the SEC level. So you have three guys that you're looking to really be big-time guys that are at the oldest sophomores. So it's always a position of need, but I wouldn't say that it's just way, way up on the list. But, yeah, if you can get Kavaris Crouch, you don't need to do it from IMG. That is it's a good question in general.
It is a great question.
Yeah, because outside of just those running backs, you would hope that with Winkie, although he hasn't been the coach at IMG since 2014, you would hope that there is a little extra boost there to that pipeline.
Well, we had Kevin Wright on, who's the head coach of IMG, and he did say that in a roundabout way that, you know, Chris Winkie's ties is beneficial for Tennessee. I mean, without saying, hey, Tennessee's going to have the inside track, Chris Winkie is going to have, I think, a really good shot to get any player from IMG. But you look at the running back depth chart, and you look at Tim Jordan, you look at Ty Chandler, you look at Mondre London, who is not a big factor moving forward because this is last year, but, you know, Jeremy Banks, you know, Trey Coleman. And if Tennessee only has one spot for a running back,
why not shoot for the highest?
Maybe
the highest option possible.
Well, to them.
Yes. Again, yes. Yeah. Who they care about?
Yeah.
The most.
To them. They may rate a running back higher than these recruiting services.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back to the whole. Okay. Well, this guy doesn't have a. You know, he doesn't have. He's a 3-star. You know, according to this service, why are we getting him? Well, that's because Tennessee thinks he's a 4-star, or Tennessee thinks he's better than what Rivals 247 thinks is a 4-star. So I want to know the numbers. How many running backs are we looking to sign this year? If it's only one, then you got to be very selective. And if you have a good shot to get Kavaris Crouch, you got to be really careful by trying to go out and get other guys and then lose Crouch. So it's a double-edged sword. Like, you got a good shot with Crouch, but you don't want to put all your eggs in that basket.
To be sunny with a high of 87 and a low of 67. More sunshine tomorrow with a high of 89.
Good thing we went to break. There it is. Didn't cut a